Start up here in the days. Before we proceed in the Gemara, just to remind everybody, we left off at the Rambam yesterday. The very interesting shitas of Rambam regarding the din of kasher asa by Malkus. We had the Gemara discussing by Nefashos, what about after the person gets killed, would we carry out the punishment of kasher zamim against the Eidim? So we had the Braisa that discusses that one could have made an argument that we should make a kal v'chomer, that if you have a chiyuv misa for zaman, kol shekein asa, and the answer was, einon shin min hadin, as we see by achoso, by karis, and therefore we know, einon shin min hadin. We discussed machokis rishon regarding by mamon, whether we say that once the person paid, after the Beis Din Paskin, he also paid, would the Eidim, they became Zoman after that, would they have to pay also for Kasha Zaman? So we saw various Svaris, Tosis, and Bava Kama, that we wouldn't say the din of Kasha Zaman or Kasha Asa, they would be Chayiv even afterwards for various reasons, either because of Sheba Chazara or because Onshin Mamon Min Hadin. We saw the Ritva earlier that disagrees. He says even by Mamon, the rule is Kasha Zaman or Kasha Asa. Then we had the very interesting Shitas of Rambam. The Rambam seems to hold that not only by Mamon do we not have the rule of Kasher Asa that there's your Pater, but the Rambam also says by Malkus that you would be Chayiv, the Eidim would be Chayiv even after the person got Malkus. So that's apparently what the Ravid was asking when he says Shibush Huzeh. That's how the Nosei Kelim understand the Ravid's Kasha. And we mentioned yesterday the Kesef Mishnah has two Svaros that explain why by Malkus one could be Mechayiv the Eidim even after the person got Malkus. Interesting Svaris, but again, you have to know that's the whole answer for the Rambam, the two Svaris for the Kesef Mishnah. The Svaris that you find in another Rishonim, the Rambam, the Ramban mentions the Svara. The second Svara that he says that if Kadosh Baruch Hu swore to it that the person got killed, so then there would be some indication that maybe it couldn't have been that Beis Din did something so terrible. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives siyata d'shmaya to the dayanim, so that's the reason why the Beis Din should not have to pay the price. That specific svar to nefashos that would apply to Malkus. The other reason that if the crime was so great that they caused the person to get killed, that's specifically a svara. But you have to know these are all good svaras after the fact that you have a halacha. So you want to know why the halacha is specific to misa. But like, why would you want to? I mean, if lemaisa ain't onshin min hadin, so and the Torah is talking about a case where the person is still, you know, has not, nothing has happened yet. Zamam lasos. So how would you get the halacha to be the same by us? The Radvaz says something a little bit different. The Radvaz on the other side of the Rambam here, the Nosi one, the Nosi Kelim, that maybe the Rambam's marker is the fact that it says lasos la'achid. And we saw that in the language in the Mishnah. Now, the Mishnah mentions la'achiv to refute the tzedukin, that it shows you that you are going to pay the price to get killed. The Eidim will get killed even if the achiv is kayam. But the Radvaz takes it a step further. That means that the drasha is specifically when he's kayam and not when he would be killed. In other words, the la'achiv becomes actually a makor for the din of hargu and haragin, not just a makar for the din of lo hargu and haragin. So that becomes a makar. Again, the Gemara says that it's based on einon shin min hadin. But now we see that could be it's also relying on the word la'achiv, and therefore it becomes specific to the context of misa. So therefore the Rambam would be working with that. I see other achronim also go this way. The Meretz Chaya sport in the back also says this. And Kinnira, the Meiri said this. The Meiri earlier in Daf Beis, when he references this discussion about Kasha Asa, comes up there, Gabi Mamon, and then he discusses Malkus as well. The Meiri says that he understands the Rambam very well. He doesn't agree with the Ravid. He says, Shelo huskira drasha zu b'chala Talmud elu inyan hargu. And he brings the drasha of la'achiv, the lamdua mi la'achiv, mishahargu ein kan achva. Sounds like the Radvaz is saying that the Rambam's Malkar is based on that. Hard to know. The Rambam doesn't really bring that drasha at all. The Rambam says, Shenema kasha zamam, lasas la'achiv, badain lo asa. Doesn't stress the la'achiv. The Rambam in the early part of the halacha stresses the fact that it was kasha zamam lasos. not so much the Lachiv, like the Ritva we saw yesterday. The Ritva learns it's not really a drasha of Lachiv. He could be called Lachiv even after he dies, as we quote on the Psukim. Hard to know. Maybe we'll soon get another pshat in the Rambam. Ki Yadua, there's a Riches in Rav Chaim. I'm not going to do it now. Some of you had a chance to look at it. It's a very, very intricate Rav Chaim, Kedarko. Very interesting. Rav Chaim has to do with the Yesod, about what Malkus is and the nature of Beis Din and Malkus. And it would take a lot to the whole shiur, if not more, to be able to develop it. But Yishma Chacham Yosef Lekach, there's Rav Chaim on this Rambam. Why does the Rambam hold by Malkus that we would punish the Edom even after the person got Malkus? But that's for another time. Let's proceed in the Gemara. So now we had the Brice that discusses the Din of Hargu Eina Haragin. So the Brice is finished. As far as the Brice is concerned, we learned out Ein Onshin Min Hadin from Achoso, and that was the response to why you can't extrapolate from Zamam to Asa. Okay, now, the Gemara is ambiguous. It's not clear what this question is going on. Rashi is clearly learning it's not connected to the Braisa. The Gemara now asks the following, Chayvi Malkius Minayin? And then there's going to be a follow-up question, Chayvi Golius Minayin? What exactly is this Minayin? What are we asking? What's the Pshat in the Gemara's question? So how does Rashi learn Pshat? Chayvi Malkius Tosis also learns this way. Chayvi Malkius Minolan, here says Rashi's Minolan, says Rashi, Amas Nisen Koi. So this question is going back on the din of the Mishnah. The Amar, Ein Osim Din Hazama Achi Gomer Hadin. The Yalafla Minefesh Benefesh. The Mishtai Bechai Bemiso. So we had the din of the Mishnah that there is no penalty of Kasha Zaman to kill the Edim unless the person was Nigmar Dina Olamisa, the person that they spoke about. That's what they did with the Tzedukim, took Nefesh B'Nefesh literally. He had to be killed. We disagreed. We held even if he's not killed. So we learned from Nefesh B'Nefesh that you need a Gemar Din, as we explained, that the fact that there was a Gemar Din that he should die is, makes him ki'ilu, his Nefesh was taken away already. It's a he's Omed Lomus. So that is a very nice drasha with regard to Chiyav Misa, that there has to be a Gemar Din on a Chiyav Misa for the Edom to be Chayiv for Kasha Zama. But now the question of the Gemara is, Chayvi Malkus Minolan, meaning, Heiduhu, says Rashi, Heiduhu Shechayv Malkus Vahuzmu. So now the Edom testified about a person, he did a lav, violated a lav, that has Yishbo Maisa, Vahuli, his Chayv Malkus. Now they became Zomimin, Minolan, De'ein Lokin, Ela, Imke, Nigmadino, Nigmadin, Tchilal Pihan. How do we know that there's a requirement of Nigmar Hadin, Achi Gomar Din, regarding Chayvi Malkus, when the Edom are testifying about Malkus, and the onesh would be to give them the Malkus of Kasha Zaman? How do we know you need Nigmar Hadin al Pihim? No, so the Gemara answers, Talmud Lomar, Rasha, Rasha. There's Xeri Shava, Rasha, Rasha. What does that mean? In other words, we know the Lashon HaPasuk, Rashi doesn't here spell it out, but what is the Xeri Shava? We had it earlier mentioned. And Amud Aleph, it says by Chiyav Misa, Asher Rasha Lamus, right? And it says by Chiyav Malkus, Bahaya, in Bina Kosa Rasha, that we give Malkus to the person who was quote a Rasha. So we have an equation between what's true by Dina Nefashos, by Yerutseach, and what's true by Malkus. Therefore, we learn out that you need Nigma Hadin to give the punishment of Kasha Zama. That's the question, Chayv Malkus Minayin. That's the answer. Then the Gemara asks further, Chayvi Golios Minayin. How do I know Chayvi Golios? What does that mean, Chayvi Golios? So, Chore Eden Zomimin don't get Golios, right? So what does Chayvi Golios Minayin mean? It says Rashi, Heidu Shechayv Ligos. We're talking about the case of the Edom and the case of Daveis, the second case of the Mishnah. The Edom testified that somebody was killing B'Shogig Yishchayv to go into Golios. The Huzmu, and the Edom comes Omimin. Utanan de Masnisin, we have on that base the Mishnah, Sofig es Arboim. The Edom get Malkus. If you don't do Kasha Zaman, Hu Yanus, we have a Drasha, they don't get the onus of Golus. So the question the Gemara is asking, Min Nalan, the Nalan Achi Gomer Hadin. According to Rashi, the Gemara is specifically asking on the case of that base. The Gemara understood that the halacha to give malchus to the edim in the case of edei golus is only when there was nigmar adin of the person of the nidon to golus. Now, how do we know? And we couldn't know it from anything we said so far. Dahani. Now Rashi is implicitly asking the Kasha Tosa spells it out more carefully. In other words, we just said out a limud of malchus, right? So we had Rasha, and what are they getting? They're getting malchus. So what's the question? Dahani ho v'lami din kashizam kamis rabu. Since these edim are not getting their malchus based on kashizama, lo asi malchus did hu migzeres shabbat Rasha. So now, the malchus is not coming from Rasha. The malchus is coming from where? From the stiku. That's megalad. If you can't carry out kashizamam, you give malchus. T'me'ahu lo yafinan ela edim zomim sheir shiu hanidon lokos. The high Rasha benidoning siv. In other words, the Gzeira Shava Rasha is talking about what the person is supposed to be getting. That means Heyidu Shachai Malkus. That's what we're learning out, Rasha. Here, they were made, the person's Chayv Golis. How do you know that their onesh of Malkus would only be if it's Nigma Dino for Golis? According to Rashi, that's the Gemara. Those are the two questions. Chayv Malkus Minolan, Chayv Golis Minolan. How do we know Yidnid Nigma Hadin by a Chiyuv of Misa? That we know before, that we learned a Nefesh B'Nefesh. How you know Chavi Malkios from Russia? That means if they were made upon someone's Chayv Malkus. How do we know Chavi Golios, when they were made on someone's Chayv Golios, that is from what, says the Gemara? Asya Rotzeach Rotzeach. In other words, what's the Gzeres Shav? It says Rotzeach by Chayv, by Ritzicha B'Mezid. It says Rotzeach by Shogeg. It says Rotzeach Yom Shema B'Chay V'Chuli. It says Rotzeach there. So we learn out the same halacha that we need Nigmar Hadin. By Mamo Tosus, we discuss how do we know Mamo, and also Gzeri, we learn out of the Drasha, the Pasuk, Yad B'Yad, and so on. Asks the Gvura Sari on Rashi. The Mishnah on Dav Beis has two cases that the Edom get Malkus when he can't be Kashazah. The second case is a case of Golus. The first case is a case of Ben Grusha. So something is missing here. According to Rashi's reading of the Gemara, just because I know the din of you need Yigmar Hadin by Misa, that doesn't yet tell me other cases, such as Malkus, Heidu Shachai Malkus, such as Heidu Shachai Golus. Tosis is going to fill in Heidu Shachai Mam. No, so now I still have another case that hasn't been accounted for. Heidu Mi'idem Banu B'ish Ploni Shehu Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. The Mishnah says you get Malkus. No. How do I know that the only time they'll get Malkus in the case of the Mishnah, the first case of the Mishnah, is if the person was Nigmar Dino to be a Cholo? Says the Ketuvah Sari, maybe you'll tell me that in Achinami, okay, maybe that case, you don't have a Mokker. So then the Din would be that even if it's low Nigmar Dino, they would also be get Malkus. But says the grocery, you can't say that, because if that were true, if you're willing to entertain the possibility that they could get Malkus in the first case of the Mishnah, even if it's low Nigmar Dino, so then what's bothering the Gemara? Chavi Goli Yisminala. Maybe in a Chinami. So the Gemara obviously took for granted that the halacha of Nigmar Hadin does apply in that days in the Mishnah regarding Chavi Golis. So the Gemara need to find a marker for it. So then if that's the case, what about Ben Grusha? Shtakatayna, that's what he asks on Rashi, among other things. Look, the Das Rashi, I think what we have to answer, I think a very mistaver idea. Why would we want to be Mechalek? And the Rashi says that the Chayvi Malkios, the Drasha before of Rasha is Banidonin, I understand. But Lemaisa, once I know that the halacha of Nigmar Din applies by Misa, by Edi Misa, it applies by Edi Malkus. Okay, so now it's not doesn't fit within the drasha of Rasha. That's talking about a case of their maid that he's Chayiv Malkus. Here, their maid here testifying is Chayiv Golus. But good, if I know that the Chayiv Malkus for a Kashizamam case where they want him to be Chayiv Malkus requires Nigmar Din. So why would I think in Svar, why do I need to find a new Mokka? Let me be a Mamatsina. Let me learn out. So who are then? The Chiyav Malkus of Golus. why would Gemara need, according to Rashi, a new Makkah? So the answer is, Rashi already answered the question. Rashi said, because Hoel v'lami din kashizam kamis rabu. In other words, when the onesh that's coming to them is a literal fulfillment of kashizama, so now I know that the literal fulfillment of Malkus of kashizama requires nigmar din. So I know it by Misa, I wouldn't necessarily know it by Malkus automatically. I have a new limud, a limud that links Malkus to Misa. So I know that the kashizamam of Malkus, when that's their onus of kashizamam, that was the crime, that's what they wanted to do to that person, it requires nigma hadin. But now we have a different type of malchus, a malchus that's not the exact kashizamam. It's not that they wanted him to be chayiv malchus, they wanted him chayiv golus. So now I don't have a mukkar. The Gemara assumed that you need nigma hadin. So when I asked, how do I know it? So the Gemara says, I have a drasha. Ritzeach, ritzeach. Now that I know that the malchus of that base, that's not midin kashazamim literally, but it's when you can't fill kashazamim, it's the binstiku malchus. It's enough to have, you need nigma hadin, you can't get malchus without nigma hadin. So now the same thing's been grusha. We don't need a separate mukkar now. The reason why we needed a separate source for galus is because since the malchus was not for kashazamim, not literally kashazamim. Once I know for that case, so I can make a mamatzino, I can learn from there to the case of Ben Grusha. I think that's obviously what Rashi will hold. Yeah? Yeah?
It wouldn't be more bothering to say the Ben Grusha case since it was the first case in the Mishnah?
Yeah, but the point is that I don't have an answer. No, so the Merit said, once I know one, I know the other. In Achinami, if I would have had Rasha for Ben Grusha, I could have used that to teach me Golas, but I don't. So the Gemara knows that both cases need Achi Yigomar Hadin. So the Gemara knows what it's going to answer. It's going to answer for Chayvei Golios, an answer which is going to take care of the others. So instead of speaking out, how do I know the two cases and give you one, the Gemara speaks about the case that I have the answer to directly. And Mamela, that would be the answer for the other case too. I think that would be the stuff. It comes out that this Gemara is Mefurish, according to Rashi, the way he read the Gemara, it's Mefurish that the Mishnah that Beis Amin Aleph, that talks about the din of Malkus for the case of the Akedu Kashazamam, clearly requires Nigma Hadin. Some first Gemara. Strange that the Tzlach Kiel has a Shiloh. Well, we have a din of Nigma Hadin that's by Misa, and we say Malkus too. What about this Malkus? Okay, if you have other Pshatim in these two lines of Gemara, then you have a Shiloh. But the way we just read the Gemara, according to Rashi, it's Mefurish in the Gemara that the case of Golos and Dabbeis, it's only when it's Nigma Hadin on the Nidon that the Edom will get Malkus. And again, it's going to be the same thing by Ben Grusha Lechor, because I don't think there's a Sfar Lechal between the two cases. This Gemara we used, but now we saw it inside, we used it as a very strong indication on the Chakira of Malkus of Dav Beis. If you remember, we spent a lot of time on this, starting with the Tosus and Dav Beis Amid Aleph, with the question the Tosus had, how can you accept any Edim on Ben Grusha? After all, it's Ita Yachal Azima, because you're not giving them the Onish of Cholo, you're not giving the Onish of Kashazamam. Tosa says it's a fulfillment of Yachal Azima. So we started already there, and we developed it time and time again. Namely, Dalet Alat, we spent time on this. What exactly is the nature of the Malkus that we learn out from Bitztiku? And the relationship to Losan. After all, the Malkus is ultimately traced to Losan. So we know that when you have an onesh of kashazamam, the onesh is commensurate with the crime. In other words, what they were intending to impose, that's what they're getting. So the harder the onesh would have been on the person, the harder the onesh would be on them. It's more. There's more malice, there's more of an agenda, and therefore that's the onesh that they get. When you have the case of Ben Grusha or Golos, where they're getting Malkus, so and it traces itself to Losana. So is the pshat that the, now that you have a vitzviku that tells you give us a lasana, the pshat is, they said Eidu Sheker. You get Malkus for Eidu Sheker. Lasana is a lav for Eidu Sheker. Without vitzviku, I wouldn't be able to give Malkus for such a lav because it's a lav, sheh. And Mamaisa, Tosus adds, and Davdalid also has another drawback, if Nita Lasa has Mrs. Bezdin. So comes vitzviku and says you get Malkus for lasana, but it's purely the lasana of every variety. That's the Malkus of the first Mishnah. Or should we say otherwise? We have many indications this is going to be one of them. that no, the pshat is that Lusana has different manifestations to it. Lusana, in every variety, could be Lusana. You did a sheker. But then there's a Lusana that's specifically parallel to a situation where the Torah would normally give an onus of kasha zaman, and the Lusana has to do with that very type of a Lusana, that you want to impose an onus on somebody, not stam, you know, aggravate them, but you want to impose an onus on them. There are all kinds of cases that don't necessarily meet that criteria, but they are Lusana, but it's not the Lusana that would be subject to a normal kasha zamam. It's not like you're pogea in the person, not that you're looking to impose. You said that, you better eat this. The Ramban had a case of eight shav, as we said, just something of no consequence, but Lamaisa, he said such an Eidus in Beis Din. It's a violation of Lusana Eid Shav, maybe Eidus Kiddush HaChodesh. No, this Gemara is asking the following question. How do you know, according to Rashi, how do you know you need Nigma Adin in the case of Eidi Golis? Maybe you get Malkus even if it wasn't Nigma Adin. No, we're both saying. If it's not Nigma Din, is there a Losana or is there not a Losana? Chara, this has to be a Losana. I mean, Pashtus and Svar, that's the way it is. And if there isn't, it was the Shah of the Gemara. I mean, they can't get Malkus if there's no Losana. The Malkus of Itzviku can only exist if the Losana applies. If you tell me they didn't violate Losana, if it didn't lead to a Gemara Din, then there's no question in the Gemara, Minola. So obviously there is a Losana. And nevertheless, even if it's clear that they violate Losana, even if it didn't lead to it based in paskining with the Gemara Din, they violated Losana, and yet what is it that we're learning out now? Chavigolos Minolan, that it has to be the Gemara Din. Again, this is the first in the Gemara according to Rashi. So you see, what do you see in this Gemara, both say? That the Losana in just by itself is not sufficient to justify the Malkus of Vitzdiku. Vitzdiku has to trace back to Losana, but it's tracing back to a certain type of a Losana. A Losana that fits within the scheme of the Parsha of Hazama. And just like the Parsha of Hazama has within it this halacha of Nigmar Adin, so the same way that an Onish Kasher Zamam is subject to the Tnai of Nigmar Adin, so the Losana Malkus that the Tzniko is teaching us about has to also go through the same criteria. It's not just ordinary Losana, it's a Losana of the Kasher Zamam variety. It's a Losana that comes with that extra tnai that the Torah always associates with kasha zamam, so it is in the Malkus of Itzdiku as well. And this is what Tosfos was saying at that days, that it's therefore called Eidus Tiyachal Azima. The Malkus has a shaychis to the kasha zamam. And that's the Mefurish in his Gemara. That's in terms of the issue of Nigmar Hadin. Yeah?
Wouldn't that only be... It only makes sense according to the side that Nigmar Din is the din of Ashay Nigmar Din is because of the Svara.
Not necessarily. We're going to soon get to this. In other words, you had a Chakir yesterday. We'll soon come back to it. Whether Nigmar is a Tanai and it's separate Tanai, but the full Zadon is already there because of the potential of the Eidus to create a Chiyuv. Or is it that the extra aspect that they imposed the Chiyuv is part of, but either way, you see, it's associated with that parsha of kasha zamam. Whether it's inherent, we'll see in nafka mina in a second to what you're bringing in. You're saying something interesting. But either way, I'm being vague now for reason. In other words, lemaisa, the halacha of nigmar adin is embedded within the parsha of kasha zamam, however you want to define it. So that means that the losana that gives malchus for based on vitzdiko has to be within that same framework. But what you're saying is very, very good. You'll see in a second. Because I want to ask you the following question. So the Gemara asked the question, Chavigolos Minolan, Minayim Minolan, regarding, how do you know you need Nigmar Hadin? And the answer is, right, Ritzeach, Ritzeach. And we see what we just brought out, that obviously it's a Losana that's connected to the Kasha Zamam that you're getting the Malkus for in that base. The other issue that came up earlier in the Gemara was the halacha of kasha zamam below kasha us. Hargu ein erogin. What would we say on that issue regarding that base? Now, don't know if by Ben Grusha you really have a serious case like this. I don't know, because once it's a psak, so it's Zama Menasa is one and the same. So I don't know if you can really conceive of this question. But by Golas, it's very Nogea. In other words, based in Paskin about the guy, he's a Ritzeach B'Shogeg, he should go to Golas, and he did. And after he finds himself in Ir Miklat, then the Eidim becomes Zomimin. Now we have a real interesting Kashala here. Would they get Malkus for the Dabbeis, the Mishnah, the Tzvika, would they get Malkus if it was already us? Rosa, I hear the question. What would, very interesting, that, good, we're holding that Hayim Beis, going back to that Beis, right? What is the halacha of Kasha Zamev or Kasha Asa insofar as Eidei Golus to get Malkus? Would they still get Malkus from the Tzdiku if the person already went to Golus? It wasn't just the Gemara deal. So what does it depend on?
Come back.
You like it? Because now you won't get killed by the go down, right? There's no go down. But would it get killed? It's the whole thing was proven out to have been true. I hear. Think of it. It's interesting. Don't know. Leaving? No, I didn't see this for anywhere. It's interesting.
He's already there, though.
He's already there.
It's a punishment. He did it some time.
Right, the time. That's not reversible, right? The money is reversible. It's mamish ki'ilu. It's not yet. Yeah, that was the time that he served. Yeah, it's true. That's not reversible. Good time, right?
But the money, we do say that it's a loss not having the money.
Yeah, that has a certain measure. Like, okay.
Early is a loss.
Yeah, it's okay. It's not the same, though. So there are a host of achronim, not one, not two, not three. They all assume, very interesting, they assume, and they use this to be miyash of the Rambam, that difficult Rambam that we started with, that even when you have a case of kasha asa, in other words, and it's not just about golus, you see, any case of kasha asa, so there won't be the punishment of malchus in terms of kasha zana, but there'll be malchus anyway because of the tzdiku, and therefore the case of golus will always have that malchus of the tzdiku. In other words, what are we saying? In effect, that since the Torah's Megale in the Tzdiku, that they have to get the Malkus, the Losana. So therefore, even if you're not going to have what to punish with Kasha Zaman, you'll get Malkus anyway in the Tzdiku. And therefore, this case is no different than, for example, and this is what they say for the Rambam. What's the Rambam's case? Eidu Shachayiv Malkus. Velaka. Not just Nikmadino, but Velaka. So what was our question on the Rambam? So how do you get Malkus? I, just like Hargoyin Haragin, Chorat, Zomam Lassos, it was, now it's not Zomam Lassos, it's already Asa, in Ochim Min Hadin. Yeah, in Ochinami. From the perspective of the Kasha Zomam, the Malkus can't apply. But guess what? Even if you can't do Kasha Zomam Malkus, you can still give Malkus based on what? The tzdiku. That's what we send up based on the base. Just like you can't give the onus of kasha zam to make the machalo. You can't give the onus of golus to the eidei golus. But you give the malchus from the tzdiku, which traces back to losan. So if the case of kasha asa is no different than not being able to give the onus of ben grusha or onus of golus. So therefore the Rambam would be understood as getting malchus because of this equal. So I'll give you a mashal who says this. Michas Chinuch, for example, one of the ma'achronim that says it. Tav Kuf Chav Dalid. He brings the Ravid and the Rambam, the Machokis about when the person got Malkus already, so would he get the Rambam says he'll get Malkus, the Edom will get Malkus. So the Ravid asks, he brings you the Kesed Mishnah, the Ef Shalomah, the Tam HaRambam, says the Michas Chinuch, Shesover, the Vemalkas Aminan Kasha Asa, Gamkin Velokin, Lo Mitam Kasha Zama, the Be'emes Havi Kasha Asa. Raf nehid lo shach din hazama benasa maisa lo can be pasuk vipstiku. Just like the four things on Daf Beis Amud Beis. What are the four things? He thinks all four get malchus on Hoshaila, but anyway, oh, he's assuming. Begrusha, Galus, Kofar, and Eved Ivri. Yeah, the Shaila of all those who Galus. But anyway, he says, lo can be pasuk vipstiku achinami. After lo shach din hazama al koparim lo can be pasuk vipstiku. But then he says we should come out that let's say Chayv Hargu. Hargu and Haragin, what should be?
She
should get Malkus. Mom doesn't say that.
Based on,
could be in that case, it knows that he's based on this, but yeah, good, that's a good issue. In that case, since it, to the extent that right now there was Misa Shayach, so then it could be you wouldn't get Malkus for Lusana because to that extent it is Nitan Lazarus Misa's based on. That's good. This is the Minchas Chinuch, and then also the Tzlach. Wants to say this. So it would come out that the question is a moot question. That was what I ask. Would we have the Malkus of the Tzdiku of Ede Golos if it was Golokfa? No, once if you go with this approach to the Achronim, every Kasharasa, the classic Kasharasa, would get Malkus of the Tzdiku. So obviously, the Ede Golos, which is the case of Malkus of the Tzdiku, is going to be even where it's us. Right, so it comes out according to this cheshbon, that's first coming. Mikvur Sari thinks no, that he doesn't think it should be so. It shouldn't be. It shouldn't have a din of malchus. Kimat mefurish in the Ritva this way. I'll show you why. The Ritva, if you remember earlier in Daf Gimel, what does the Ritva say about a case of kasha asa b'mamu? What does the Ritva hold by kasha asa b'mamu? Put right. Pater for the mamon kasha zama. But what does the Ritva say he'd have to pay anyway? If he can't be returned, let's say, you have to pay Medina the garmi. Whoa! Wait a second. In a case where it's not after the chazar, right? In a case where right now it's the guy jumped ship, it's not coming back. So now he caused a loss. But if you're going to have malchus, if you assume that when you can't carry a kasha zama, there's still a malchus of itzdik. So then what should be? Mammon or Malkus, we're both saying. Think. Think hard. No. Why not Mammon?
It's not
Mammon. Because the Mammon is not a Kasha Zama Mammon. When do we say Komisham in Aloke? When? This is a real test of what we remember from Davdalet. When is Komisham in Aloke? If a Mammon of Kasha Zama, a Tashlumi Kasha Zama, the fair shrub of the Torah. The Ritva is talking about what type of Tashlumi Mammon? Vagami. If the Ritva would have held like these achronim, that when you can't, even when you can't carry out kasha zammam, you would still be able to give malchus based on vidstiku, so then there'd be malchus for vidstiku, and then there wouldn't be a chiyuv a mammon of gari. So I think it's clear from the Ritva that it's not correct. So what could this issue depend on? Now let's assume. Like these achronim for a second, like the Nechas Chinuch and the Tzlach and Kiv Eger, Pnei Yeshua, at least four or five achronim all say this. They assume that fundamentally, in theory, in other words, in theory, there would be a tour of Kasha Asa, right, by Golus. But the Malkus would be because of Kasha Zama, because of the Tzdiku. Right? That's what they're assuming. You get the Malkus, it sounds like. Where would it come from? I wonder if I'm phrasing it right. I mean, how should we phrase the question? Is there a tour, how do we start it? Is there a tour of Kasha Asa by Eidi Golis? Person went to Golis. Okay, so what do you say? What do we have here? Is there a Ptur of Kasha Asa?
Yeah.
What? So let's say there is no Ptur. There is a Ptur of Kasha Asa. Where's it come from? Where would we know it? Let's put it this way. If it go against the Achronim, okay? So it goes this way. If you hold that the Tzdiku cannot assign Malkus in a case of Kasha Asa. In a case of Kasha Asa, there will be no Malkus of the Tzviku. Okay? Like the Gvura Savi, like I think the Ritva's Mash. Go that way. So where do I know that? Where would it come from? How do I know it's a Ptur of Kasha Asa? Because the Torah spoke about Zaman and Hemshim Nadin, okay? It's Tiku. Where does it say it's only by Zaman? They should be right. There should always be a Malkus of Tiku, even by us. Maybe that's how we should ask the question. Where would they go? What's our room to disagree? Where are they coming from? Why? How could they assign Malkus of Tiku on Kasha Asa? I mean, how could anyone? Why should they're right? In other words, I'm confused. L'chora, what should be? Shouldn't it be chayiv? Yeah.
Maybe the nekudas and the focus ties back to the class of Philip and Malkus. Then, if you want to say that it's kasher zalim with like a vitzdiko and a losana, then it's all tied together. Then you'd say like the minchas chinuch and the slach. And if not, you say like the nesiri and the ritva.
Okay, so let's see if we remember what you're saying. So maybe it's like this. Let's go back to our Gemara. There was already, according to Rashi's reading of the Gemara, there was already a source that ties the Malkus of Itztiku to the framework of Kasha Zama. Right? The Gemara says, Chai v'goyus minayin. Where it says, As yurtseach v'tseach. Now, what was that discussing? What issue? Nigmar din. You need Gemara din. But now, one could say like this. The same way we have a Gzeira Shava, Ritzeach Ritzeach, to tell me that the halacha of Chai v'Goyus and that Beis has the trappings of the Din of Kasha Zama for the halacha of Nigmar Din. So the same way that's true with Gabi Nigmar Din, it's going to also tell me that it's going to have the halachas of Kasha Zama with regard to that you don't have the Onesh when it's us. Chai v'Malkios, we don't know the Rambam. We don't know the Rambam. We know what the Rambam is saying. The Pashtus by Chav Malkis, it's also going to be Pater by Asa, right? Enon Shem Nadin. Bottom line is, it's Pater. So the same way the Halach is Zomam and not Asa by Misa, right? So Lemaisa, Ritzeach. Golus is the same thing as Kasha Zomam and Misa. The same way we're learning it for Nigma Hadin. Whether it's, once we know by Nigma Din, we know that the halacha is identical, parallel to the framework of Kasha Zama. Why should I differentiate? The same way you require Nigma Din to be Chayiv Malkus and Vitzdiku by Eidi Golos, so too, there's no Chayiv Malkus in us. So what could we say in the other direction? Here's where Alex pointed out. Maybe there's a difference. Now we'll do the other side. When it comes to Nigmar HaDin, if the pshat is that Nigmar HaDin is the definition of the Avla, not just a Tnai in Kasha Zamam, the Yachayiv only if Nigmar HaDin. Nigmar HaDin makes the rishos greater, that the Edom did what? They brought on the person, they opposed a Chiyuv through Beis Din. So that's where the Torah says that the Lacha Vitzdiko, the Malkus Vitzdiko, also requires that kind of an avla that's measured in terms of Gmar Din. The halacha of Kasher Asa, stop it, it's a custom. Below Kasher Asa, with halacha, the Torah did not make you chayiv for Asa. So why should that get connected to the limud of Nigmar Din? If I hold Nigmar Din as stamat nai, so the same way you're telling me that the detail, the halacha of Nigmar Din, which is a halacha in Kasha Zamam, applies on the Vitzdiku Malkus on that base. So too, the Torah Kasha Asa should apply. So there's no Malkus of Kasha in the case of Asa. So that means there'll never be a Vitzdiku in the case of Asa, not by Golus, not anywhere. But if I tell me that the reason that there's a halacha of Nigmar Din is because that defines the Avla, That's the Aveira. It's because of the imposed Gemara Din. So then that is the halacha that we're learning out, that the Malkus of Itztiku is dependent on an Avra of that nature that they imposed the Gemara Din of Galus or Ben Grusha, whatever it might be. But the halacha that the Prata Bayasa is a separate halacha. So that's true by Kasha Zaman Onshin, but not by the Malkus of Itztiku Onish. So the more that you look at Nigmar Hadin as part of the definition of the Rishus, of the Machayev, the more that you could differentiate between that carrying over to the Tzdikul or Bosai and the Halach of us. What could the Ritva hold? The Ritva, we prove from the Ritva that there is no Chiyuv by Asa, not like the Achronim. So you could say one of two things. You could say that the Ritva saw Nigmar Din just as a Tanai, not as part of the definition of the Avra. So therefore, the same way this detail of Kasha Zaman it carries over to the Bitztiku, so does that detail of Kasha Zaman carry over? So it all lies in the same Zeresh Shava. Or I could say it a different way. This Nigmar Din is really a function of the nature of the crime. That he posed the Gmar Din, the Edom B'Kod, but so is the Ptur Vasa. What kind of a svara would that be? Where do we see such a svara yesterday? That by Asa, the reason why you're pater is because we saw a Kesef Mishnah quoted svara. He said it by me some more, but basically it can be the svara that by Kasha Asa, the Avla is so great that we don't want to give the onus. Because they're beyond repair. We don't want to give an onus when they did something so great. We don't want to have the kapara. So the same way that Nigmar Din is a way of defining the nature of the crime that has to rise to the threshold of Nigmar Din, so the Ptur of Asa, the fact that he pata by Asa is because the nature of the crime to have a punishment has to be that it wasn't Asa, because that's too big a crime. Because it can't be, it has to be a certain threshold, has to rise to that level, but not too far, not to Asa. So then, the same way that I have the Gzeres Shava Rasha Rasha to tell me that by the Malkus of Itztiku it has to be the same way that you need a certain type of crime of Nigmar Hadin to be Chayiv the Kasha Zamam of Misa, so too you need that type of a level crime to be Chayiv the Malkus of the Itztiku by Eide Golis. No, if that's true, the same way that if the crime became greater because it led to Asa, and you're not going to get the Chiyuv Misa. So maybe you had them by Golus. If the person already went to Golus, it's too big a crime. You could maybe ding Zach and say, maybe Misa is worse, because it's Misa, and Golus is different, but maybe not. Maybe you hold, and that the Ritva will say that the reason why all this is also included, the Tur of Asa is also included by Golus, is because Gemar Din and Tur Asa are both about defining the exact balance of when the Torah signed the onus of Kasha Zama. It has to be not before the Gemar Din and not after the person already suffered the punishment. So that's what you see in Ritzicha, in Misa B'mezid, and that's what we're carrying over to Golis. So again, this is all, I think, what's part of what we have to kind of wrap our hands around. In other words, we read the Gemara, and all the Gemara is discussing in Rashi, according to Rashi, was the issue of the Gemar Din, and we asked ourselves, what about the Ptur of us? And we see there's a lot on this. You know, the Achronim took for granted that, yeah, there is a Chiyuv Malkus even by Asa. So it's true by Dabez, it's true everywhere. But we saw Mamish in the Ritva, you see, not that way. The fact that Ritva gives you a Chiyuv of Garmi. So obviously, there's not going to be a Malkus. And obviously, he assumed that there's a Ptur of Asa even in the Mishnah Dabez. That means even under the Tzdiku. The question is, what is it depending on? Where would it come from? The Pasht is, it comes from the same place that we learn at Nigmar Din. But why would we say that just because that halacha is true by the Tzdiku, so is this other halacha? So it could be that both are just details in Hazama, or because both are ways of defining the nature of the crime. And the Achronim would say, no, Nigmar Din could be a function of the nature of the crime, and to us, a style of Terasa, so you can't put that into the same limud. Questions? Yeah.
So bad that you don't deserve a kapara, that answer. Is being an Eidomen to get someone killed worse than just telling someone with your bare hands, or Avodah Zarah or...
Well, no. But the point is the chait of Eid Sheker Ana Ba'achiv, that led to the person getting a punishment, the Torah does not want that aid to just get simply off, off with just an onus of kasher zamim or an onus of malchus. Torah would feel like we want to reserve a more severe onus. That svara was mentioned in the Kesef Mishnah regarding Misa, maybe dafka by Misa versus malchus. We're saying it in general. The Meiri dafka says such a svara as well. The Meiri also, the second paragraph earlier that I gave you in the Meiri, if you remember. Hargoin and Haragin, so what's the idea that you're more machmir on them if the guy didn't get killed? So Gaonim Kasvutam. The Rimi says that reason. Nachash Erimu Shalobish Aschimu Merivo Nakama Huchpila Virasim Beritzicha Beit Sheker. It's combined, it read to Ritzicha, Enemuim with Kapara, Mitochkach, Ein Ansha Masa Lebezdin. Agdera Husha Asamais of Mazed Go Yigla, and so on. The Meiri doesn't like that reason. He says another reason. He says it's Yigus of the Beidina. Interesting. It's protective of the Beis Din. If Beis Din killed a person, so we don't want to now carry out the onus on the Eidim, because then it makes Beis Din look bad in what they did to that person. Anyway, these are unique svaras to Misa. We're sort of borrowing this idea. We're saying that what's true about Misa will be true about Golus. In other words, the same way by a Chi of Misa that the Eidim succeeded in having Beis Din carry out would mean that they wouldn't get subject to the punishment of a Misa, so too a chiyuv galus, or a chiyuv that led to Asa, would not subject the Edim to a Malkus. That's what we're saying. So therefore, it's the same way that the Gemar Din is requirement, because that's a definition of the nature of the crime, for them to be chayiv their onesh. And that goes over to the Malkus of Bitzpikwa as well. It has to rise to that level of a crime. The same way that if the crime rose to an even higher level, that wouldn't subject them to the Chi of Misa of Kasher Zaman. So I would say from this same Rasha, that we would not have the right to give them Malkus if the crime led to the level that the person got actually punished. So therefore, it could all lie within the Rasha, and that's why the Ritva would hold that the Din of Asa would also apply by the Malkus of Bitzpikwa. One more question to think about. We're going to see Mamish in the next piece of Gemara, but the halacha, and also the next Mishnah we'll get to eventually. The halacha ad shiyazumu shneyan, that in order to carry out kasha zaman, you have to do hazama against all the ketan, all the edim of the kat. Let's say two edim, you have to be mazim both. That's halacha and kasha zaman. You cannot carry out kasha zaman if you're only mazim one of the two. Right? However, with the Makar, we'll see the Rashi soon, the Makar for this. Now, what about the Onesh Malkis and Dabes of the Tzviku? Interesting. Zachronim, Tzlach, others, the Medaik, Rashna, Mishnah. Me'idim anu, b'ishponi, shu'ben grusha, ben chalutza, or me'idim anu, b'ishponi, shu'uchayiv, ma'ligro, so how many people are being made? Me'idim anu. Ein omrim yase ze ben grusha or ben chalutza tachta el loke arboim lashon yachid ein omrim yigale ze tachta. So Achronim entertain the possibility that the Mishnah might be hinting to us that it's sufficient to have hazama on one. I halacha the Mishnah the Hermi Beis. And the next piece of Gemara is going to allude to it. Ein ha'idim nasim zoma shizum shneyan. So that would mean that halacha is only when it comes to which onus? But the malchus and that base doesn't have that halacha. Fascinating. Again, what would it be totally in a little bit? In what we get from this Rasha. Rashi took Rasha of Chayvi Golios, which is that base, to learn out to what inyan? For Rashi, you need what? Mardin. Now we're asking ourselves, what about the Ptur Vasa? And we're asking another question, what about the Halacha of Ajizu Mishneya? So perhaps it all goes into the same limud, the same way we want the Din of Yitzhiko to track, to be parallel to the Parshas Hazama, in terms of Mardin, maybe in terms of Asa, being Pater, and then I would say in terms of Ajizu Mishneya. So then it all gets into the same limud. Or do we separate and say, no, maybe only for the din of Igmar Din, maybe even also for the din of Tur Asa, but maybe for the din of Zuma Shneim, that's specifically reserved for the Kasha Zaman, that you need Zuma Shneim, but the din of Malkus, maybe is not fit. If one person becomes an Ezoman, interesting food for thought for Shabbos and beyond, but what would be the halach? Could you really punish with Malkus or Bitztigu if you only did a Zaman, one of the two Eidim? We couldn't have asked this question that base. We didn't know enough, but now we have this to consider also. This is all Rashi's pshat of these two lines of Gemara. The Gemara is not clear. What is the question? What is the answer? This is Rashi's pshat. Chayvi Malkus Minayin, Chayvi Golius Minayin. Yes.
Didn't we say in the Mishnah that it's just mocking the
Lashon? Yeah, of course. It's a diuk. It's not mukrach. Absolutely not. It's a diuk. It's a hint. It could be. It's teasing us. You know, in a chinami, if you want to say that the din is you need Yizum Mishneim by the din of Itztiku, then obviously how you read the Mishnah. I think maybe the Ritva pointed at it. And Ein Omnim Yigala Zetachtav, meaning the unit, of course. And they both became Zomnim. But again, but why are you so sure? How would you get the din of Yizum Mishneim by the din of Itztiku? You see Rashi in the Mok of Yizum Mishneim. It's in the Parsha of Shoftim, Parsha of Hazama. Eid Sheker Ha'ed, Rashi says. So why would you assume that there should be halacha Yizum Mishneim by the case of, again, but the more that you put the parsha of the Tzidku into the context of the larger parsha of Eidim Zalmanin, no, so then you have to say that the Hasam halacha should apply over here. The Rabbeinu Chananel has a whole different shot, Kanira, in these two lines of Gemara. What was the Gemara asking? Chayvi Malkius Minayin, Chayvi Golius Minayin. Rashi learns, we go Amas Nisin, as Rashi makes clear, Amas Nisin Koi. Actually, let's just see the Tosis before Ben Chanano, just because Tosis learns our Derech Rashi. So let's do the Tosis first. Zog Tosis, Chayvi Malkius Minayin, Perish Minayin, De'ein Lokin, Nachi Gomer Adin Al Piyam. That's the Perish, because again, it's not clear from the Gemara, you have to teach the Gemara. The Imtoma Amailo Boy Nami, Chayvim Mammon Minayin. They Mishalman Mammon, Ashi Gomer Dino Apian. So why is Gemara asking Chayvim Malkius and not going on to Chayvim Mammon? How do you know you need Gemara Din by Mammon? So where would we know that? Yeshloma de Kemode Bedin in the first of Starshin Ashi Gomer Dino, Likwa the Nefesh Benefesh, the Sib Adam Zomimin, Kemo King Sib Mammon Badim Zomimin, the Sib Yad, you have to change the Girsa here, not Yad Yad Lo Yinoke, it's a different Girsa. The Girsa should be Yad Biyad. What did they change it? That's what they changed it to, correct?
Yeah.
Yad biyad. That's the same pasuk there. The mafki minei, the mamona mishalman. That's how you know that there's a din of mammon and not and ferish rubes of Torah, not malchus. The dashin minei, she gomer adin. So that's also going to be the halacha. Yad biyad. It had to be that there was a psak din against this person to lose the money. The psak din is ki'ilu he paid it, because a psak he has to pay it, and that's when the edom have to pay their tashlum. The same, so you have to have a mokka for that too. Chayvi golius minayin. Perush, minayin de'en lokin, achi gomer dino. Again, the case of Nabbeis. How do you know they don't get Malkus unless it was a gemar din? The kasha. Da kishe idu achai v'golios, when they test by somebody in chai v'golios, habayin chai v'malkus. The chai v'malkus kvar gomarnu mirasha rasha. So what's the shayla? We already learned that chai v'malkus needs gemar din. So what are they getting? They're getting Malkus. What's the new shayla? You have to learn out a new game with Ritzach Ritzach. Pirush HaKuntris, the Mehigo Yafina Nel Edom HaZomer Shirshua Nidin Lokos, Olamisa. That means to say that would be a limud of, really talking about the limud of Malkus is really what we had before, but Misa is the other case, that they were Mashiach the person to get that Monish of Malkus. So that's going on the Nidon. The High Kra, the Rasha Rasha, meaning the case of Rasha Bin Akosa Rasha, or by Misa, the Shehu Rasha Lamus is going on the person being subjected to the Onesh. The Nidon Iksiv. Avakishir Shiva Nidon Legolus Lo Gamrina. But when they were Mashiach, the person not for Malkus, but for Golus, that wouldn't go into the Limud of Rasha Rasha. Yeah, the Gurasari asked, the Ritva also asked, but Lamaisa, Binakosa Rasha Chazal Darshan is going on Edom Zalman. So who's getting the Malkus after all in the Rasha of Malkus? According to the Drasha of Avula, who's really the Rasha going on? And in Zomim. So what is Tosus saying? What did Rashi mean that he don't exist? So I saw the Ritva ask the Kasha. The Ritva says, yeah, that's all true on Derech Remez. Remez is in Zomim. But Lamaisa, the Pshuto Shel Mikra, still being the person getting Malkus, the Nidon himself. So that still remains the way to take the Rasha Rasha on that level. No, yeah.
The Gemara seems to have a problem with the wording of the Pasuk. That seems to me that
it's
a convoluted, the Pasuk is worded in a convoluted way.
The Rabbi adds, since you could have still fetched that the Pshuto Shel Mikra still has, validity, so you couldn't learn out Chayli Golias. Even with all this Rasha and everything else, you would still need a new Malkus. That's what the Ritva seems to say. What does Rabbeinu Chananel say on this Gemara? A different reading of the Gemara. It's on the next Amud they have it printed. He learns, it's going like on Hemshach of the Braisa. What did the Braisa discuss that we just talked about? Hargu ein haragin, ay fe kal v'chomer, they should be chayiv. What's the answer? Einon shemin adin. So now, it's like a Hemshach to the Braisa. That's true regarding Onesh of Nisa, or Karis as the case may be. The case was Achosa, but we extended it to the case of Misa by Edom Zomimim. So that we have the rule of Enon Shem Min Adin regarding Misa. But what about Chavi Malkis Min Adin? How do you know you can't be Manish Malkis Min Adin? Let's see what he says. Einon shemin adin, v'chein b'chayvi malkius, asya rasha rasha. Sib b'chayvi misa seshe rasha lamos, v'chayvi malkius sib ha'yib enakos rasha. Ma b'chayvi krisus b'chayvi misa einon shemin v'im asir min adin, ka chayvi malkius. B'chayvi golis nam yasa v'tsech v'tsech. So what's chayvi golis mean? I'm going to mean now, according to the Rabbeinu Chananel? How do I know? I know exactly what the example would be. Hypothetically, if I have a chi of goas in one case, they could cover chomer to learn that to be a chi of goas in another case. The answer is, I can't say onshin chi of goas min adin. Very interesting. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, comes out, I need a separate limud of a onshin adin for Misa, but I wouldn't know yet in Malkus. And I wouldn't yet know goas. They ask on this, Rabbeinu Chananel's pshat, the Ritva quotes it, doesn't like it. What does the Ritva ask on this pshat? Where do we see a makar by Misa? What was the makar that we brought of Enon Shemin Adin? From Achoso. What's Achoso? Which Misa? Kana Misa? Karis. Chayvi Malkus minayim pirish Rashi demasvisen koi. The yafet pirish. The vada lekel ameimar demasvisen de inon shemin adin koi. That's Rabbeinu Chananel. Dahi lo misparsha b'chayvi misus adin leilof minei b'chayvi Malkus. Ve'idach digabi krisus hu detanya lei. No, l'chara, the answer will be for Rabbeinu Chananel. But what's worse, Karis or Misa? Misa. So if I know that you can't bring out an onish karis min adin, so certainly anything more severe than karis, I already know. But what we're trying to figure out is what about something less severe than karis, like malchus, like golus? So that's the question. I know onish min adin by karis and certainly by misa, but what about malchus? So it comes down to a new limud, onish min adin by malchus, and a new limud by golus. Where does that leave us besides that? What else is there to consider? With the onshin min adin we had yesterday. What about onshin mamon? So now we have an interesting rishon, or gaon, really, to peer to that issue. Tosus in Baba Kama says, onshin mamon min adin. But Tosus didn't explain why. Could be, if you hold ain onshin mamon min adin, where do you know it from? No, the answer is wherever you know Einon Shemin Adin, it goes in everything. You don't need a separate limud. According to Rashi Lamashal, the Gemara's questions are not about Einon Shemin Adin. The Gemara's questions are about Nigmar Adin. So according to Rashi Lamashal, how would Rashi know that you can't be Manish Malkus Min Adin? What's the answer? The same way I know Einon Shemin Misa Min Adin, Einon Shemin Malkus Min Adin. If Einon Shemin Min Adin, I don't need a separate limud for that. According to Ben Chananel, every onesh needs its own limud. So I have a limud for Misa, a limud for Malkus, a limud for Golus. What don't I have a limud for? What don't I have a limud for? According to Ben Chananel, what should come out? What should come out? On Shema Min Adin, because there's no mucker otherwise. So it comes out of Rabbeinu Chanan. Okay. Tanya, we have a brice. Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai. Yehuda ben Tabai and Shim ben Shatach, as you know, were part of the list of Zugos. You remember from Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph. So there's a whole Shaila in the Gemara Chagiga. Who was the Abbas and who was the Nasi? Actually, this Gemara gets mentioned over there in Daf Yudeis, I think, in Chagiga. Is it? No, later. It's Tezayin. Tezayin. So the two of them were together on the Sanhedrin, and this is also the Tkufa of the Hellenists, the Chashmonaim. You know that Shimon Shatach was a brother-in-law of Yanai. I mean, it's after, but after, but they had their after Hanukkah, but everything. But it was still, there was a lot of Hellenization at the time, and there was a lot of tzedukim, a lot of even the Kohen Gedolim were bought by the tzedukim. So this is why this story is relevant. What did he say? He made a very strong declaration. He said, "Ere bin Achama, imlo harabti eid zomeh, loch miliban shel tzedukim." The Mishnah mentions that Tzedukim had a very strong position about not carrying out the onesh of Kashazama Misa unless the person was killed. Yudim and Tabai was saying, Ereb in Achama, Rashi has two pshatim, Lo Ereb in Achama, Ugemar Hapcho Lebracha. One pshat is he was saying, Ki'ilu, he shouldn't see Nechama of Tzion if this was not so what he did. Trying to attest to what he did. He was a lesson of that if it wasn't true what I'm telling you, lo erev bin achama, and the Gemara just changes as a euphemism. Another pshat pirushache, erev bin achama, nishba yamusu banav, the erev bin achamasan, very strong language, ki'ilu, and he wanted to still make the shvua by saying that if it's not true, then chas v'shalom, he would have an achama of his children, he would lose his children. Meaning to say, what did he do? Im lo harakti eizomim, that was even, it was only one, there was one aid. So who's on the echad mehem v'haragtiv? But why did I kill only one aid? Why did I kill an aid zomim? Because the tzedukim, their shita is ein zomim erogin ashiharik hanidon. Rashi explains to Amr Chachamim. So this is a halacha. No, this is Vayter in a second. So the tzedukim said that it has to be only if the person was killed, and in this case he wasn't killed. So Yidam and Tabai went on a limb and said, let me prove the Tzedukim wrong, make a public statement, carry out Misa against someone who only led to a Gmar Din based on his Eidus, but not that the person was killed, because the Tzedukim would say, you see, he wasn't killed because it has to be only when the person is killed. But Lamaisa, he only killed one Eidzomim and not both. So Amar Loshim Ben Shatach, so he uses the same expression, Ereb in Achama, and Moshe Fachta Dam Naki. He's as sure as Yehuda ben Tabai was about what he was saying, that he did the right thing. So Mishnah says, I am as sure of that you did a terrible thing, you committed murder. What does that mean? It wasn't himself, it was part of the Beis Din, obviously, right? It was part of the Beis Din. He was the head of the Beis Din, the leader of the Beis Din. But why was it a mistake? Why did you kill an innocent person? She'er omu chachamim, ein ha'edim dom min ha'ragin, ad she'ezumu shneyem. This is what we'll see later on in the Mishnah of Vayter. So more quotes here, the halacha by Misa and by Malkus, that you cannot carry out the onesh haguf of the hazama unless the hazama was on both. What's the makar for this halacha? It's not stated in the Gemara anywhere. Moshe, what do you say?
Yeah,
we'll get there in a second. The kasha, everyone's asking the kasha. The Rishonim will ask the kasha is, how could it happen? Yeah, we'll get away with the whole story, then we'll address your question. It's a very good question. But we'll see the whole story first, yeah? But this is important Rashi for the next Mishnah. Keep this Rashi in your pocket, okay? Rashi says, Shari Amu Chachamim. So Rashi is a Masnissin. This is the next Mishnah. Mashnayim Eina Rogin Ashezu Mishnayim. So we learn out that just like by two Eidim, they're not to be killed unless they're both found Zomim in Dichsiv. V'hinei Eid Sheker Ha'Eid. That's the Goshna Pasuk by Parshas Kashazama. Eid Sheker Ha'Eid V'Amar Mar Kol Mokum Shenemar Eid Harei Kan Shnayim Atshir Furuch HaKosav Echad. Eid sheker ha'eid means that it's both. Eid is the unit. So eid sheker it means you had to be mazim both. That's the eid is both, the unit. According to Rashi, that is the limud of atzizum mishneim. According to the way Rashi is learning, it would seem that what's critical for atzizum mishneim is the carrying out of kasha zamam or the discrediting of the eidim. How do you define atzizum mishneim according to Rashi's language and Rashi's marker? Do you actually have to be able to carry out kasha zamam against both, or just have to be mazim both? What are you saying from Rashi? Mazim both. Yeah. Tosis and Sanhedrin Daf Tes seems to say it's a different marker. Basisan lo kasha zamam. So it says you're doing to him, meaning to both, to the whole unit, kasha zamam. Sounds like the halacha of atzizum mishneim even relates to the carrying out of the onesh. We had a little bit on this on Daf Gimel and the Tosis on the top, if you recall. But Rashi's marker certainly would read mashma that what's critical is the hazama, the act of the hazama, not the carrying out of the hazama. But meanwhile, here you took a person who is the only one becoming a edzomen, not the other, and you killed him. So this is what Shem Shetach rebuked him with. Says the Gemara, Miyad, Kibel Olav of Yudah ben Tabai. So he realized he did a terrible Avera, so he had a Kabbalah Haba. We know what part of the Tshuva is Kabbalah Haba. What was his Kabbalah Haba? Not to repeat such a mistake. Kibel Olav Yudah ben Tabai, She'en Amora Ha'ra El Nishim ben Shetach. He's never going to paskin anything if not in the presence of Shem ben Shetach. Why? Rashi says, She'im yita yorehu. Here's where the Gemara Chagiga comes in. The Gemara says, until then he was, right? Until then he was Mor HaLach. How could it be? So the Shaila is, was he the Nasi or was he the Abevdin? Who's higher? The Nasi. So Bishlav Yudah Metabe was the Nasi. So we understand why until now he was paskinning without Shem ben Shetach. But if you tell me Shem Shetach was the Nasi and he was the Abezdin, so even until now it shouldn't have been Paskin. That's the Gemara. The Gemara brings this whole Maisa. The whole Gemara here appears in Chagiga Daft Tazayin and the Beis. The Gemara gives a teretz. No, but really, the point is he wouldn't even. Gemara asks this and gives a teretz at the end. Maybe he was the Abezdin, but the Kibo was the Listerufi Dafil, Listerufi Nami Lomitzdarifna. He wouldn't be sitting Bedin without Shem ben Shetach. So that's how the Gemara is miyashiv. Anyway, that's how it comes into Chagiga. So Maisa, there was a Kabbalah Haba not to paskin without Shem ben Shetach's input. But furthermore, there was another part of the Tshuva. That was the Charata, right? And the Bakashas Mechila, you could say. The Kol Yomav Shal Yudah ben Tabai, his entire life, Hay Mishtateach Al Kivro Shal Osa Eid. He would spread himself out to praying on the kever of that aid. What was he doing? Mishtateach, mistam asking mechila, right? There's a halacha, a person harmed somebody else and never had a chance to ask mechila. The halacha in Paskin Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Yom Kippurim. If you go to the kever in front of 10 people, you make a declaration. So apparently there's an inyan of bakashas mechila min hameis. V'haya kolo nishma, and his voice could be heard from wherever the kever was. U'kisvurin ha'am, people thought that the sound, that voice, was the voice of the person who had been killed. Rashi says, when would they think this? Night, so people didn't know it was him. So people assumed, didn't see him, it was at night, that it was the voice of the dead. Omar, so Yehuda ben Tabai says, no, it's me, I'm crying, I'm saying what I'm saying. Teidu, the proof will be, l'machar who makes me on himself. Ein kol nishma. See, when I'm not around, when I'm not there after I leave the world, you won't hear the voice. See, me, obviously, the voice was me. Tosis asked in Chagiga, not the, whatever, only Mahu Meis, let's say when I'm not around, he wasn't there 24/7. There must be times that he wasn't there. So you could say already then, you see, it was me. So that's not a riot, because it could be the Meis was only crying when even Tommy was present at the kever. So really, really would be the Meis crying or screaming. But the Meis only screamed, the Tabi came to the kever. But he says, but when I leave the world, and you don't hear the voice anymore, so it's a riot that it was me. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Acha Beit Rava Ravashi, that's not exactly a proof. Dilma Bedina Kam Ba'aday. Two possibilities. Maybe really was the Kol Shel Haruk. But why did it stop when Yudah Ben Tabai would die? Now, number one, it could be Dilma Bedina Kam Ba'aday. meaning that what? That when he came to Olam HaEmes, so then there was a worked it out. Inami piusi paise. He appeased him, or he had to yomid bedin, or it was a pius. Strange Gemara. The Ritva asks, first of all, so like, he told you it was him, so what, you have to challenge that. He did the time, he said, you don't trust me to the time. He said, it was my voice. Like, what's the Gemara being dochem? Yeah, so what the Ritva says, yeah, in a chenami, of course we trust him, but lemaisa, a proof there isn't. I'm trying to prove proof, so let's nitpick. To tell you that's not a proof. Why are we telling me this? Agav orche, yesh pius gam wa'acha misa bekever, we patim onesh ha-nefesh. There can be an appeasement that happens even later on. The kasha that Moshe asked is also kasha that Rishonim asked. Over here, the Ritva here, Tosus there in Chagiga asked the kasha. The Gemara says many places in Chulin, in Gittin, that even Behemtim Shul Tzadikim do not have a takala through them. Behemtim Shul Tzadikim, Pinchas Ben Yair had a chamor and it wouldn't eat what wasn't gemaisert. Tzadikim Ashmal Koshike and Hashem gives Shmira to tzaddikim, not to do averos. Rabbi Chassid of Yishmor, how could Yidav Etava, the great Tana, have been nichshol in Shvichas Damin? This is what the Ritva asks over here. He says, based on the Gemara in Bamitzia, that this person, Lemaisa, was chayav misa for other things, so wasn't exactly takala in that regard. Yeah, Tosi. Hashem let it happen. Lamaisa Tosis and Chagiga gives another teretz. He says in a few places, Tosis Shita is that this rule is only said by midi de achila. Tosis writes in Chagiga Daf Yud Beis over there. Second, Tema Ma'ilo Makshinan Hacha Hashta Demeshu Tzadikim Enakash Rabbi Takala Yadan Tzadikim Atzmal Koshekein Kidabarch Begitnu Bechulin Yisrom Doshecha Ekshuei Ra Gabi Dvar Achila. The Gnaihu et Sadik, the Ochel Dvar Iser. Avodvar Hete Beshas. So therefore, it's only by Midah Achila, those situations of what's not Gemaiser and other things that Sadik could do an Aveira that's not Shaykh Tachila. Shem doesn't want Sadik to be Nichshel Macholos Asuros. Yid Ramban discusses this in Chulin, I think, has other two, which is Moshe. What do you say?
Even though he may have done another Iser or other bad things that would make him the fact that this
absolutely. Megalim chovay dechayev. You're right. In other words, what the Ritva is trying to mitigate a little bit. That's not the kol takala of the same type. You're right. It's obviously he was doing tshuva. You know, no one is saying that there wasn't something to tshuva on. You see how shocked he was. You know, when he got Shimon Shetach told him how wrong he was. You see what he was makabel on himself and how he was mishtateach. So no one is saying that it wasn't. But in terms of the specific taina of enakashmo, maybe takala, aydei tzadikim. So the Ritva would be saying that if it was mamish, totally innocent, it couldn't have happened. But the lemaisa, the person was chayav misa. Yeah, that's probably what he means. L'mashal Shimon v'Levi, last week's parasha. So Yaakov Avinu was upset with them, but they obviously had a cheshbon in killing out the whole city of Shechem. So the Rambam has a shita, the Ramban has a shita on this. The Ramban says that it's because they were all over there by the Zara and violating Zion mitzvahs, but Yaakov Avinu was saying so they looked at their blood as cheap, and they took it in their own hands because of what they wanted to make a point. And Yaakov Avinu felt that even though they were chaymisa, but it's not muster in their hands to do it. Sometimes you could talk about the issue from two different perspectives. Should I have done it? And was it the etzem atakala that was al yadi? So it could be there was a mistake, but not of the same gravity. It could be that's what the Ritva mean. Okay, maybe just a minyan inyan. We're talking about this Gemara, so I just want to add a medrash or two in Parsha. We have